Hey everyone, I am back. The reason I haven't been posting too much stuff lately is because I'm running out of things to demo. But I thought I would demo this game. This is pretty new. I found it towards the beginning of March. And it's a game called Magic Research. Now, this is a text-based game that you play on the iPhone, iPad, or your Android device. Now, I don't know how well this works on Droid. The developer has been fantastic in terms of making this work well with screen readers. I'm told that on Android it's very laggy with TalkBack, but I don't know how true that is. I don't have a device to test right now. Not yet. Now, this game is very, very long, so I'm not going to show you too much because I could literally play this for hours and hours and hours. But I'm going to take you through the very, I'd say the very beginning stages and try to show you how this works. But the basic goal is that you are the headmaster of a school of magic, and no, this is not Harry Potter at all, but you're the headmaster, and you have to learn a whole bunch of magic spells. You have to research different groups of magic. And there's a lot of things that happen, and there's new things that you gain as you continue to play. At some point, you will be able to craft things. There's some combat, which the combat is kind of weird because the combat just happens, and the only thing that you can do is pause it and then make choices and then play it. And hopefully, based off of the choices that you've made, you should be able to do well. Now, I'm probably not going to show you combat because that is much later. But I will take you through the very start. So let's go ahead and launch the app.
Headings, Braille screen input, orientation locked, MAG, magnifier, magic research. Opening magic research, portrait, magic research. Welcome to magic research, heading.
Now I have reset the game. My save data is backed up because I've been playing this for about a week, and if I were to lose my data, I would be very, very upset.
Welcome to Magic Research. Heading. In Magic Research, you are the headmaster of a magical institution. What sort of adventures await you? Before you begin, you will need to choose a primary school of magic and a primary element. While you may cast spells from many schools, it will be easier to learn new spells in your primary school. Your primary element selection may affect availability and effects of various spells, among other things. You will be able to change these, via retirement, later in the game.
And that's another thing that I will talk about. There are different storylines that will pop up during the game, and most of them you may have to make a choice, or you have to do something. Once those are completed, those will usually activate some kind of bonus. The problem is most bonuses won't activate until you basically reset the game and start over. So that's a mechanic. I've only done this once, but the basic idea is to continue playing until you're stuck, reset, and the bonuses that you have gathered will become active, and the idea being that your progress will be much faster. So let's continue here.
Schools. Heading. Please choose a primary school of magic. If it's please choose a primary school of magic. If it's your first time playing, choosing conjuration is recommended. Conjuration button, enchantment button, illusion button, elements.
So those are the three primary magical schools.
Illusion button.
And I do apologize. My stutter drives me crazy. I really am sorry.
Elements. Please choose a primary element. Fire button.
And then we have these.
Earth button. Water button. Air button.
Right. Let's start with something here. Let's go with
Earth button.
Let's go with
Air button.
Let's go with air.
Air.
And for the school.
Water. Elements. Illusion. Enchantment button. Illusion button.
Let's go with this.
Illusion.
Now, if you choose something here, you will be told basically what that particular thing does.
You have selected illusion. Illusion is the school that studies altering people's perception of reality. It's often one of the best ways to make money. An example spell is Wind Show.
Right. Or
enchantment button. Enchantment. You have selected enchantment. Enchantment is the school that studies temporarily altering the physical properties of existing objects or creatures. An example spell is Enchant Mana Spouts. You have selected Conjuration. Conjuration is the school that studies creating permanent or semi-permanent physical objects out of nothing. An example spell is Create Pebble. This school is recommended for beginners.
Let's go with
Illusion button. Illusion.
This.
You have elements. Please choose a prime. Fire. Earth. Water. Air. You have selected air. A basic element. It's all around us. It can be very useful when we want to move quicker.
And once again, there is a brief description next to the thing that you've chosen here. So if I go
air, water, but earth, button, illusion. You have please choose fire, button, fire, air. You have selected fire. A basic element. It is often quite dangerous but powerful. Fire is key to creating higher temperatures.
Right. Let's just go with this.
Start the game button.
This is not going to be my primary game. The minute I'm done with this demo, I will load my save game. I can actually show that briefly, but let's just continue for right now.
Start the game. Mana. 0/100. Heading.
All right. So now the screen has loaded. I'm going to move to the top of the screen here.
Menu button.
That pops up a menu. I think I don't tend to use these controls very much. Let me click on this.
Menu, campus heading events button. Magic research heading campus tab stats tab magic research heading.
Okay, I think that actually hides the screen and shows you the tab bar towards the bottom.
Campus menu button menu.
Let me tap on that. Once again, and we'll continue here.
Campus, heading, events, button.
This lets you view your progress. So if I go in here.
Events.
And tap on it, I'm going to swipe to the right.
Events, heading, finished, heading. Conjuration level up, button. Enchantment level up, button. Illusion level up. Alchemy level up. Evocation level up. Protection level up. Cast spell, button.
Okay, it looks like it's storing the old data from my prior game. I'm not sure what that's about. That might be a bug. But this will show you things like your current goal, the storylines that you may or may not have completed, things like that. Now,
enchantment level up. But
let me
Hot finished go back events, here. Events, campus, heading.
Okay, that's a heading. To get back to campus, the best way I've found to navigate this app is using the tab bar towards the bottom. So let's go to the bottom.
Options, tab.
And
cap protection cast spell campus tab.
I will get back to cast spell in just a minute. So let's look at the tab bar. Now this will change, and you'll find that there will be more things here the further you progress.
Stats tab, help tab, options tab, about tab.
And then that's a blank element. I'm not sure what that's meant to be. That should probably be fixed.
About op help stats campus tab.
And let's go.
Stats tab.
Let's check out the stats tab here.
Stats tab. Nope. Menu stats heading events button stats heading in-game time played total 0 hours 2 minutes and 43 seconds in-game time played this run 0 hours 2 minutes and 48 seconds real world time played total 0 hours 2 minutes and 52 seconds real world time played this run 0 hours 2 minutes and 57 seconds.
Right, so these are counters. Now, because I've just started, this will be quite low. My save file has a lot of time. A lot of time on it.
Total times retired. Zero. Global research multiplier, 1x. Global production multiplier, 1x. Schools, heading, conjuration LV1, button, enchantment LV1, button.
Now, these are your different magical schools. If you tap on one.
Illusion LV1. Primary storylines. Head illusion LV1 primary button.
Like this one.
Illusion LV1 primary.
And you go to the right.
Level 1 to next level 1000 to next level time infinity.
Oh wait.
To 1 to next level.
Yeah.
1 to next level time infinity.
Now the reason it's saying that is because I don't have the capability right now to increase the experience level, but I will be doing that very quickly, or I will have that done quickly here.
Maximum primary level in previous runs MPL, zero.
Now, this is your maximum primary level. I don't totally understand how this works, but my understanding is the primary level is calculated for your primary school that you've chosen, and when you retire to reset the game, it takes your previous primary levels in all of your schools and adds them up, I think, to give you a higher boost to different things.
Your next unlock is at level 2. Win story. Your next unlock is at level 2. Wincho, Illusion LV2.
And then, of course, that will tell me the next thing that I will get and the particular level that will happen at. Now, if I continue here.
Storylines, heading, total completed storylines, 0/92.
Right. I have completed none of them. And yes, there are 92. So there's a lot of content in this game. There's a lot of content.
Completion percentage, 0%. Locked, 3 question marks. Locked, 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 3 question marks. Button.
And then you have the things here that tell you which ones you've completed, but right now they are all locked. Now if I navigate by heading.
English Unified, default English US, headings.
Oops, that is not the game, that is voiceover, sorry.
Mana, 0/100, heading.
Okay, that's the heading towards the bottom that shows you your mana. So that's what this screen consists of.
Locked. Three help tab.
Touch towards the bottom here.
Stats. Help tab.
This is the help tab. Basically, if you tap on this.
Help tab.
And then you can explore the screen.
Storylines. Button. Campus. Button. Spells. Button. Events. Button.
When you tap on these, you will get some help text. So this is a great way to learn what the different features do and how to use them. So let's just give you an example here.
Introduction button.
We'll just go with this.
Introduction. Welcome to Magic Research. In Magic Research, you are the headmaster of a magical institution. Cast spells, accumulate resources, create buildings, and much more to gain prestige and build the best magical school in the world. In the top left corner, you will find the menu button which shows you a breakdown of your current resources and lets you access various areas of the game. In the top right corner, you will find two buttons. The notification bell button takes you to the list of events that have happened recently and allows you to see more information about them or interact with them. The other button in the top right corner is the magic wand button. This will take you to the magic menu, where you can cast any spell you may have learned.
Right, and let's just do one more.
Events button, spells, campus button, storylines, stats button.
Let's just go with this.
Storylines.
And I will navigate here.
Storylines are special events. Like other events, they can happen randomly or once a certain action happens, but they are often rarer and harder to come by. Storylines are mostly independent from each other, so even if you have a pending storyline event you haven't completed yet, you may still encounter other storylines, randomly or otherwise. Storylines provide powerful permanent benefits when completed. If you happen to come across a storyline event, you should complete it if possible, as the benefits can often significantly change how the game plays. Storylines only provide benefits and there are no drawbacks. If there is a choice inside a storyline, you will be able to make a different choice later if you encounter the storyline again after retirement, and possibly reach a different ending that provides a different benefit. Bonuses from completed storylines never go away, even if you finish the same storyline again with a different ending. Storylines represent progress through the game, and as a player, one of the goals of the game is to complete every storyline. You can see the progress in completing all storylines in the stats menu.
Right, and I'm pretty sure the general goal is to gather enough magic and knowledge to compete in some sort of tournament. I think it's a magical one. I haven't gotten that far. So that's that. Now let's continue here with the tab bar.
Help tab, options tab.
This is options.
Options tab.
Now this is laid out in headings.
Menu button, options heading. Events button, options heading. Performance heading. You may set your target FPS here. 30, combo box, target FPS.
That's visual.
Keep awake, heading. By default, devices go to sleep after a period of inactivity, to save battery. You can disable this behavior while you are playing Magic Research actively in the foreground. Prevent device from sleeping, checkbox, not checked. Prevent device from sleeping, checkbox, checked.
I would turn this on, especially if you plan to leave the app running to gather resources, because this app is heavily based on time, and as time passes, you will get more resources.
Hide event pop-ups, heading. Hide certain kinds of events, so that they don't disrupt gameplay. Hidden events will not show a pop-up, but will still be accessible through the event menu. Hide school level up events during the first 15 minutes of a run, checkbox. Not checked.
Now, you can turn these on. I keep them off because I want to know what happens at all times.
Hide school level up events if nothing new is unlocked. Checkbox. Not checked.
Okay, that one's kind of cool. That one will hide the and that's actually, let's talk about this. So, the screen has changed.
Close button. A traveling merchant appeared. Heading. A traveling merchant appears at the campus gates and approaches you. Look at this, he says, while getting a moist bag out from his pockets. He opens the bag and shows you a small stone. You notice the stone seems to be emanating water. This pebble magically produces water, he says. This might be useful to you. It can be yours for 1,500 coins. Would you like to purchase it?
Right, these will happen at random. And when they do, they will pop up dialogues like this.
Buy the pebble, dimmed, button, decline, button.
And you can make choices.
Maybe later, button, maybe later, button.
I will choose maybe later.
Menu, button.
Let's continue here.
Hide event pop-ups, heading. Hide certain kinds of hide school level up events if nothing new is unlocked. Checkbox. Not checked.
As I was saying, that one is handy so that you can hide things when you don't unlock new capabilities.
Hide all school level up events. Checkbox. Not checked. Hide common random events. Random events which are not storylines and which appear more than once. Checkbox. Not swipe to open menus. Heading.
I think these are not applicable if you're not using VoiceOver.
In smaller screens, you can swipe the screen left or right in order to open menus. You can disable this behavior here. Bottom menu. Heading.
This stuff too.
In smaller screens, there is a menu at the bottom to quickly switch between screens. You can customize the menu in this section. If you are left-handed, you can swap the position of the cast spell button to be able to use it more easily. If you prefer to have the extra screen space instead, you can also disable this menu here. Enable bottom menu. Checkbox. Checked.
I do recommend keeping this on, because if you're using this with VoiceOver, this menu makes it really nice to navigate.
Show cast spell button in bottom menu. Checkbox. Checked.
Again, I recommend keeping this on as well, just to make it easy to get to.
Left-handed mode. Checkbox. Not checked.
Again, I think that moves some of the controls around.
You can also customize which screens will show up on the bottom menu. You'll campus. Checkbox. Checked. You can also customize which screens will show up on the bottom menu. You will always be able to navigate to these screens by using the main menu on the left-hand side. The bottom menu will show the following screens. Campus. Checkbox. Checked. Stats. Checkbox. Checked. Help. Checkbox. Checked. Options. Checkbox. Checked. About. Checkbox. Checked. Dark mode. Heading.
Yeah, so you can customize the options that you have there. This is dark mode. This is visual to navigate by heading.
Save file. Heading.
Okay, this is good to know. If you need to save your game, you do it here.
You may persist your save data by copying it to the clipboard and storing it anywhere you like. Copy save file to clipboard. Button.
So this will copy the text to your clipboard and you can put it anywhere you want.
You can also save your data directly to a file or elsewhere. Save to file. Button.
Now, this is what I did. So I saved this to a file. When you do that, it pops up the standard menu to specify the destination to send the file to. So in my case, I saved it to the storage on my phone.
Load file. Heading. You may import saved data by loading it from a file or by pasting it here. Warning, this will erase your current save. Make sure you have backed up your data. Text field.
And this again, I could paste the information here and that would load the game, or
load from file button.
You can load it from the file, which is what I'll do. I will do in a while here.
Erase saved data. Heading.
This lets you,
if you want to start all over again and retirement isn't enough, you can delete your save data entirely. Warning, this will erase your current save, including all your progress with storylines and retirement. Make sure you have backed up your data. Once you have done this, there is no going back. If you are sure you want to do this, write erase in the text field below.
Yes, that is very, very important. Make sure that you have backups, because if you don't, you could lose all your data.
Text field. Permanently erase all saved data. Dimmed. Button.
And then you've got that button there.
Cast spell. Button. Campus. Tab.
So that's the options screen. And I believe the saved data is cross-platform, which is pretty cool, because you could say play this on your iPhone or your iPad, and then you could move over to an Android phone. So let's go ahead.
Help options, tab, about, tab.
I'm not going to show you that. That's just some information about the program.
Help, campus, tab.
Let's show you how the gameplay works. So,
campus, tab.
On the campus screen.
Current goal, gather, heading, campus, heading.
Well, the campus screen will expand to show you the different buildings and things like that. Right now, there's not much because I'm just starting out.
Assistive touch.
Oop, that's not the game. That is my phone. Sorry.
Gather mana. Gather. Heading. Gather mana. Button.
So the first goal is to gather mana. Now you can tap this.
Gather mana. Gather mana.
But that's kind of tedious. The best way I've found is to hold it like this. And we'll just wait here until a pop-up comes up. So your goal right now is basically to gather mana. I'll just keep holding it here. And at some point I should get a pop-up on the screen. Or let me let go.
Close button. You are a wizard. Heading.
Oh yeah.
Gathering mana is useful, but why would you do it if you had nothing to use it for? Close button.
Now, this is one of the problems. The developer has made this work much better, and actually it's cool how quickly that happened. but there are still places where it's a bit rough, and this is one of them. These dialogues have two close buttons.
Close button. Gathering mana is useful, but why would you do it if you had nothing to use it for? You slowly recall how to cast spells and remember a basic conjuration spell. Create pebble. You think of trying it soon. You have unlocked the ability to cast spells. You can cast spells by pressing the wand icon at the top right or bottom right corner of the screen. Close button.
So now my goal has changed and...
The mana reserves of the school are building up. Looking at the mana shard, heading. The mana reserves of the school are building up. Looking at them, you realize they may soon hit their maximum. If only you had a way to store more mana. Ellipsis. Then you remember what you had learned as an apprentice, that mana shards can increase capacity. We could buy some if we had enough coins. Ellipsis. Maybe with some illusion spell? You can now build mana shards. Close, close, button.
Okay.
Menu, button.
So let's see here.
Current goal, mana, gather, heading, gather mana, dim, expand.
Now, next to most controls that involve a spell, you'll find a button that will expand it, and this will let you see more information. So if I tap on this.
Contract. Gather mana. Focus your thoughts and gather mana. Tip. You can press and hold buttons to auto-press them. Plus one mana.
Yep.
Mana. Heading. Mana shard. Dimmed. Button. Expand.
Now that's dimmed right now because I don't have the
contract.
Necessary things to get it.
Mana shard. Increase the amount of mana you can store. Tip. You can get more coins. Coins with the illusion spell. Magic show. Plus 100 max mana. Cost. Coins. 0/100.
So I don't have any coins right now, so I can't build this.
Current goal. Heading. Create more stone and water.
And that tells me my current goal.
Cast spell. Button.
Now let's show you how the spell casting works.
Cast spell.
So I've tapped on that, and I will navigate by heading here.
By school. Heading. Cast spell. Heading. By school. Heading. Conjuration. Combo box.
Now, this is where you choose the spell school that you want to cast from. So if I tap on
this. Conjuration. Illusion. Close. Illusion. Conjuration.
I just have two of these right now.
Conjuration.
Let's go conjuration.
Campus. Tab. By school. Hit. Expand all. Button.
Once again here, you can expand the screens for different things here.
Create pebble 10 mana. Button. Expand. Create water 20 mana. Button. Expand. Cast spell. Button.
And those are the only two spells that I have right now.
Expand. Create pebble 10 mana. Button.
But if I expand it.
Contract. Create. Convert mana into a few pebbles. Plus 5 stone. Add to favorites.
You can add spells to this list here. I will do that just to show you.
Remove from favorites. Element. Earth. Create water 20 mana. Button. Earth. Create water 20 mana. Expand. Contract. Favorites, hit it, water, add, contract, create water, convert mana into some drops of water, plus 2 water. Add to favorites.
And I can choose add to favorites here.
Remove from favorites, element, water, favorites, hitting.
Now, this is nice. You can add the spells that you use most frequently to this list. And you can navigate to it by heading like this.
By school, favorites, heading, create pebble 10 mana, button.
So let's just cast this.
Create pebble 10 mana.
There we go.
Remove from, create water 20 mana, button. Create water 20 mana.
And we'll use that.
Remove stone 5/50.
Now, next to this, you have the bar that tells you about different things that you have.
Stone 5/50.
So I have some stone.
Water 2/10. Cast spell, button.
And that's about it.
Campus, tab.
Now, let's go here.
By school, heading, conjuration, combo box. Close, illusion.
Go here, choose this
menu,
school.
Button. Create pebble 10 mana, favorites, heading, by school, illusion, expand all, button. Magic show 30 mana, button. Expand, favorites, head, expand. Contract, magic show, create a basic entertainment show based on petty illusions, plus 30/36 coins. Add to favorites.
We'll go ahead and add this to favorites.
Remove from favorites. Favorites. Create pebble 10 mana. Create water 20 mana. Button. Magic show 30 mana. Button. Magic show 30 mana. Magic show 30 mana. Dimmed.
And that's telling me that's dimmed because my mana has run out. And I can verify that by navigating by heading.
Mana, 10/100, heading.
Right, so I don't have enough mana. Now, let's go back to campus.
Help, staff.
Oop, wait, what's this?
Close, found a staff. A staff was found on the ground. Pick up, button, destroy, button, destroy, pick up, button.
This is random. Let's just do this. Why not?
Pick up.
And.
Close. Found a staff. 2/2. Heading. Previous message. Button.
You can navigate backwards to the previous message.
Next message. Dimmed. Button.
Or to the next one. So that's handy if you need to go back and read something that you may have missed.
You pick up the staff. It's cursed. You feel your mana getting drained. You lose 100 mana. Close, button.
So I just lost mana. That was bad.
Menu, button.
Let's go ahead.
Help, campus.
Go back to campus here.
Increase the amount of mana. Heading, mana spout, dimmed, button. Gather mana, button.
I'll gather some more mana. And basically I need to wait here until I have enough mana to get coins. I think I need 100 coins. To build the mana spout, not the mana spout, that comes later. The, what is this?
Contract. Focus your thoughts. Mana. Heading. Mana spout. Dimmed. Button. Expand. Mana shard. Dimmed. Button.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, I can build both. The mana spout will. Automatically give you mana. Over time, the mana shard gives you 100 mana. So,
mana shard contract increase the cost coins 66.1/100.
Yeah, I don't have enough coins.
Current goal mana 100/100. Current goal heading build a mana shard stone 5/50.
Right, so the goal is to build a mana shard. Let's get some more coins.
Help tap current goal. Cost. Help. Cast spell. Button. Cast spell.
So I'm going to go back in here.
Mana. One favorite. Create pebble 10. From create water 20 mana. Magic show 30 mana. Button. Magic show 30 mana. Magic show 30 mana.
And.
Magic show 30 mana. Dimmed.
That should be enough.
Help. Campus. 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 Tap. Increase the amount. Current goal. Heading.
Now.
Mana. 10/100. Current goal. Heading. Build a mana shard.
The nice thing here, too, is when you're on the campus screen, if you go down to current goal and you continue to navigate to the right,
stone 5/50,
this will give you a quick list of your stuff.
Water 2/10, coins 164/1000, cast spell, button.
Right, so.
Current goal, mana, head, mana spout, dimmed, but ek, mana shard, button.
Let's build this. And we get some new dialogue.
Close. A wild researcher appeared. Heading. An enthusiastic lady looks at your mana and notices the large amount you have. Wow. This would be great source material. She says. Continue. Button. Continue.
So I'm going to hit continue.
A wild researcher appeared. 2/2. Heading.
And navigate back by heading.
Previous neck. You look at her. Perplexed and somewhat confused. Then she continues explaining. Large amounts of mana are hard to come by. And are almost a requirement for the successful study of magic. Continue, button. Continue. Heading not found. Heading not. A wild researcher appeared. 3/3. Pre-neck. Are you trying to study magic here? This is exciting. I'd be willing to work here for a small price. Ellipsis. Let's say 200 coins. Of course. You would be the first to learn what I find out. And you would be able to tell me what I should focus on. She says earnestly. So what will it be? Pay 200 coins. Dimmed. Button.
Now, I can't do that right now. I need to get some more coins.
Maybe later. Button.
So we'll just hit maybe later.
Maybe later.
But the goal.
Menu, button. Campus. Gather. Mana. Current goal. Heading. Current goal. Hire the researcher.
Right. That's my next goal. And your goal will change depending on the task at hand. And you'll have to complete your goal to continue playing. Now, let's see here. I'm going to go and...
Current goal. Mana. Mana spout. Dimmed. Expand. Mana spout. Focus your thoughts. Gather. Gather mana. Button.
Let's get some more mana. So we can get some more coins here. Now, right now, this might seem quite tedious, but once you get going, it's possible to have these tasks done automatically. So don't worry about that. It's just right now, because we're starting out, we have to do things manually.
Gather mana, dimmed button.
All right, so I have my max mana.
Help, tab.
And let's go to...
Cast coin, cast spell, coin 64.6/1000.
Cast spell.
Mana, heading, favorite, remove, magic show 30 mana, button, magic show 30 mana, dimmed.
Right.
Help, campus, tap, cast, coins 265/1000.
I have enough coins to hire my researcher, so to do that, I'll go up to the top of the screen.
Menu, campus, events, button.
Go in here.
Events.
And navigate by heading.
Events, heading, ongoing, heading. A wild researcher appeared, button.
Choose this.
Close. A wild, are you trying to pay 200 coins, button? Pay 200 coins.
We'll do that.
Heading not found. A wild researcher appeared. 4/4. Previous message. Button. Next message. Dimmed. You produce 200 coins out of your pockets and hand them over to the researcher. She looks at the coins and puts them away in the pockets of her robes. Perfect. I will get started right away. I'm sure this is the beginning of a very fruitful relationship for us both, she exclaims. You have unlocked the research feature. You may find it on the left side menu. Close.
Right.
Close.
Now I can begin to research. Research is critical. Because in order to learn new things, you'll have to do research.
Menu. Button.
So.
Help. Tab. Stats. Research. Tab. Research. Tab.
I'll show you this real quick, and then I think I'll do one more task and end this because you get the idea.
Actions. Head. Research. Heading. Heading not. 1/sec. Actions. Heading. 1/. Research. 1. Hyphen.
Dim. Let me go.
Research. Menu. Button.
Here.
Research. Events. Button. Schools. Conjuration. LV1. 0.
So that's telling me the school name, the current number of people that are doing research.
Hyphen, dimmed, button, minus.
That's a button, yeah. That's a button to subtract researchers.
Plus, button.
And this is to add. I did suggest that these be a little better labeled, but the developer hasn't done that yet.
Plus, dimmed, add.
So now,
hyphen, one.
I have one person doing research for conjuration.
Hyphen, plus, enchantment, LV, zero. Hyphen, plus, illusion, primary, LV, one.
Oh, actually,
zero, in, plus, hyphen, one, conjuration, one, hyphen, button, hyphen,
take
dimmed,
her
minus, plus,
in, out
zero,
of that.
Hyphen, plus, illusion, zero, hyphen, plus, button, plus,
and add
dimmed,
her to
add.
My primary.
Hyphen, one, illusion, prime, one, hyphen, plus, assigned to every school. Hyphen, button, plus, assigned to every school. Hyphen, plus, dimmed, button, add.
I think this lets you, if you have multiple people, you can assign them to every school. I haven't played with this yet.
Assign / unassign all at once. Checkbox. Not checked.
And this is handy because if you have multiple, you can check this and it does exactly what you would think that it does.
Researchers available. 0/1. Researcher capacity. 1/1.
Right, so I only have
EXP per researcher.
A single person right now. And it tells me the maximum capacity. And then it tells me the experience that I get from each person.
1/sec. Actions. Heading.
Which is not a lot.
Hire researcher. Dimmed. Button. Your researchers are inspired. Heading.
And here's a random thing that just happened.
Close. Your researchers are inspired. Heading. Your researchers seem to have a burst of inspiration. They will be studying twice as hard for a short time. Close. Close. Button.
Close that.
Menu. Button. Actions. Heading. 2/sec. EXP per researcher.
And it's doubled my experience that I get for a temporary period of time.
2 actions. Hire researcher. Dimmed. Button.
This is where you hire researchers. And of course, you have a heading here, so...
Actions. Heading.
It's nice to be able to jump around like this. This app is really good in terms of heading navigation.
close. Time to look outside. Heading.
And here's another random thing.
Our studies of magic are starting to become more fruitful. With the recent advances, we are ready to start broadening our horizons. The campus is big, but there is only so much in it. It seems like there is a nearby forest where we may be able to find wood, which could help us develop our institution even further. Ellipsis. You can now gather wood. Close.
Yep, so wood is something else that you'll need to build buildings and do all kinds of things. So
menu,
let's take a look
actions,
at that.
Hire researcher, dimmed, expand.
Now, I can't hire researchers, but again, if I expand this.
Contract, stone 5/cost, coins, 65.7/500, stone 5/50, coin, cost. Hire a new researcher to gain magical experience faster, plus one researcher. Cost, coins, stone 5/50, water 2/10, coin 65.7/1000. Cast spell, button.
Wait.
Campus. Cost. Hire a new cost.
Okay, so the cost.
Coins. 65.7/500.
Is the coins. This stuff.
Stone 5/50.
Is the bar that tells me my current list of supplies. I think it would be really nice if this was marked up by a heading to help you distinguish it from the other things that are here. That is a suggestion that I sent to the developer, but that hasn't happened yet. Hopefully that will happen soon. So the next goal, and the last one I think that I will show you,
stats, research, campus, tab, campus,
is
tab,
to gather some wood.
Current goal, mana, heading, current goal, continue doing research.
Continue doing research.
Stone 5. Continued. Current. Mana. Gather.
That's my goal.
Gather mana. Focus your thoughts. Contract. Expand.
I will contract that so that it doesn't take up room on the screen.
Gather wood. Button.
Gather wood. Let's tap and hold. Wait, did I...
Expand. Gather wood. Button.
Right. Oh, and I think it's a dialogue.
Close. Illusion level up. Congratulations. Your illusion level is now 2.
And I apologize, that's a car
close,
in my background.
Menu, coins, 65.7, mana, gather wood, button.
So we'll just gather wood manually here. And that tells me that the screen changed.
Close, wood processing, heading. These trips to the forest are starting to get tedious. You are starting to wonder if there is a way you could make it easier on yourself. Perhaps there is a way? Maybe we can reuse the wood we obtained to make something bigger? You get lost in thought as you walk back to campus. By the time you arrive, you have figured it out. Lumber yards right at the edge of the forest. It can surely work. You can now build lumber yards. Close. Button.
And that's the next
menu,
goal.
Button.
So if I look here.
Campus. Heading. Gather. Heading. Mana. Heading. Production. Heading.
We have a new heading here. Oop, and let's see. What's this?
Close. Housing for researchers. Heading. Your researcher comes up to you. Studying here has been great so far, she says. But it certainly is somewhat lonely. Ellipsis. It would be great to have company. We could get double the work done. Imagine how fast we could discover new things, she exclaims. But there's a problem. There's nowhere for them to stay in. I have an idea for a cabin, but, Ellipsis, we'll need to build it first. Oh well, back to work, she mentions, as she turns away and continues focusing on her research. You ponder her words for some time. Regardless of her feelings, you recognize that double the researchers could greatly speed things up. You think of possibly building a researcher cabin as she suggested, and hiring an extra researcher. You can now build researcher cabins.
Right, so at this point you get the idea, right? You have to gather resources, build buildings,
close, button,
and
menu,
continue
button,
to progress.
Campus, gather, heading.
Right, so I can go here.
Mana, heading, production, heading, lumber yard, dimmed, but expand. Contract.
Right, I can't build this yet.
Lumber yard processes branches and trees, generating wood automatically, plus one wood, /sec. Cost. Mana, 20/200. Wood, 50/25. Stone, 5/10. Housing, heading.
And I have to get the resources. I have to get the stuff that I need to build it.
Researcher cabin, dimmed, button, expand.
And I can't build that either. I need resources. So, as you can tell, I have to gather more wood, gather some more stone, and you can either have that done automatically. You can do it manually, but that's very tedious. And once you progress high enough in the game, that's not practical because the costs get crazy, crazy high. But the best way to gather in general is to use magic and use your magic capabilities to expand. I think that's going to do it, though, because, like I said, I could sit here all day and play this game, and you'd probably get bored. I'm just going to close this, I think.
FaceTime.
I was thinking about trying to show you my save, but my save has lots of crazy things happening in it, and you might just get confused. But that is Magic Research. Obviously, it's not a game. Well, it's a game that will appeal to some people and not to some. So I'd say just try it. The iOS version doesn't have a demo, to my knowledge. There is a web-based demo that you can try. And the demo is also available on the Play Store. I don't know how accessible the web version is. I kind of played with it, and it seemed to work okay, but I haven't tested it extensively. But I hope this has helped. I hope this has either inspired you to play this game or made you realize, no, I don't want to play this. But having said that, that's about it for me. Until next time, you guys take care.